Welcome to the news, everyone. This is Taco Tuesday with the news. You're probably thinking, oh, now we're doing the news. Listen, this is the real news, okay? Not the fake news that you hear on TV, that you probably see on Facebook. It's the actual real news. I mean, it's a job. I took a job. I needed a job, okay? And this is what I got, okay? So anyway, I can't believe this shit. What the fuck am I doing? Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm doing this shit. I had to take a fucking paycheck. Stupid bitch. Fucking over so much money.
Hey, Greg?
Anyway, Greg, what's this? Read this.
Yeah, read that.
What's this about?
Just do the news, Greg.
Okay.
Just read that there, okay?
What is this about now?
Please? Thank you.
Anyway, okay, what does this say? Let's see here. It says, okay. Ukraine, they're still going. Fuck, why? I don't understand this world sometimes, you know. Russia, Ukraine. What the crazy part is, they're the same fucking people. But one is a dickhead, and the other one's the fucking cock blocker. I don't know. I don't know anymore. Fucking bullshit. Stupid fucking ex-wife. You understand my ex-wife? I owe her so much fucking alimony. And I had to get another job. I was working on, like, the real news, right? I mean, I still do. But this, I have to do this because it pays well. And, okay, fucking. And my kids,
Greg,
they go to
Greg,
what is it? What?
Can you just get to the news?
No, I'm getting to the news.
Okay.
I am. I'm going to get to it.
No more about
okay? But well, I remember when I came on, you said I can talk about things also,
yeah.
my own things.
I did, yeah.
And I want to talk about this.
Okay.
I want to talk about the bitch.
No.
Yeah, the wife.
Oh,
the ex-wife.
Why?
Yeah.
All the time.
It's news. It's
not
about news. Domestic news.
It's not.
Okay?
Oh, my. Okay.
So, and it's about, I guess you could say,
what is it?
Geography, because keep that bitch away from me.
Okay.
You know, far away.
Okay. Just get back to the news, please. Thank you.
Just read the news.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll get to the news. Give me a second.
No.
Okay, let me get to it. Over in Gaza Strip, the Jews and the Palestinians, it's out of control. It's really, I can't do nothing about it, you know? You can't do nothing about it, you know? Maybe you can. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe you're a senator. A senator can't do shit about it, either, you know? Like I see these politicians, they're like, oh, don't do this or do that or give money or don't give money. Shut the fuck up. You can't do nothing about it, okay? There's nothing you can do about it, you know? It's just like my bitch ex-wife, you know? She's fucking stupid skank whore. She fucking cheated on me, and then I can't do nothing about it, you know? I tried. I tried to kill that son of a bitch. But he was younger than me, and not gonna lie, pretty good-looking fella. But about that, anyway. So these politicians, they get on, and, you know, oh, don't talk bad about this or that, and then... Yeah, don't give money to the, like they cry about, oh, we give money to Ukraine. It's just, you know, they fucking, I don't know. It's not money. It's giving fucking weapons, and it just equals money, right? Things cost money. That's what that fucking means. Anyway, and then did I tell you about my fucking kids, dude? I fucking hate those fucking kids. Swear to God. Fucking stupid bastards. I mean, they like their mom. Oh, my mom. I'm going to stay with mom. She's the best. Shut the fuck up, man. She fucking, she's now going to marry a dentist or some shit. You know, it's because he has money and the kids get free fucking dental or something. Fuck those kids anyway. They fucking like them anyway. Stupid bitches, too. And I don't know. First of all, one's a boy, one's a girl. So, but still, I think the boy identifies as a sis or a sister or I don't fucking know these days. The girl's fine. She's fine. She's actually okay. But the boy, I don't get him a bit.
Greg,
what is it now?
Oh,
the Republicans. So Republicans, they can't seem to win shit, no matter what they try. They hate abortion, but nobody likes the fact that they hate abortion. And then Republicans, they cry about things, and the former president's on trial because he's a crook. But we knew he was a crook. We knew he was a crook, right, guys? Guys, we all knew he was a crook. I think we all knew he was a crook. I don't understand why people get so upset about these things. He's a crook. That's it. You know, my fucking ex-wife, fucking crook. Stupid bitch. She stole my hat, and then she fucking went off with it, and then returned it. Stupid bitch. Anyway, what do we got? What do we got? Bring me something else. What else you got for me?
Take this.
What's this?
Let's read it.
All right. So this is about, of course. So people like to talk about climate change, right? Climate change. First of all, climate change is real. The climate changes. That's what it fucking does. It changes. Are we to blame? Yeah. Okay. A little bit. But But can you fix climate change? Unless you fucking pause everything on the planet, good luck. You know what I mean? Good luck. That's all I can tell you. Good luck. So that's all I got. It's funny because people are probably like, oh, I want the news. This is news. It's just my news. You know? That's what it is. It's my news. What the fuck do you want? You know? Yeah. Did I tell you about my ex-wife? I'll tell you about that a little bit more later. Anyway, mortgage rates. Okay, so I guess best thing I can tell you is that they're down to 7.5%. So good fucking luck buying a house, you know? So my friend told me the market's going to crash. Well, we'll see. Is it going to crash? We'll see. Don't believe it. I don't believe it. Anyway, let's go back to what we were talking about before. Hamas, right? Hamas, terrorist group. Just kill them. Just kill them. Okay? The Palestinian people don't deserve it, you know? That's just crazy over there. It's crazy over there. I don't want to tell you. It's fucking nuts over there. And over here in America, we still got people that are like, oh, you know, they're fighting about shit that is so stupid. And they want to cry about it. And it's so goddamn annoying. I cannot believe how people are these days, you know? It's like liberal, Republican, Democrat, conservative, asshole, dickhead, whatever you want to be it. But remember one thing. It doesn't matter what you are, what you affiliate with, because in the end, it doesn't fucking matter. It will never affect your life, really. You know what I mean? Like, what are you fighting for, really, in the end, you know? What are you bitching about, huh? Your guns? Fucking have a gun. Who cares? Gun laws. Let's talk about, you know what? Let's talk gun laws. Is this news? Is this newsworthy? Hey, Ted.
Yeah.
Is this newsworthy?
Talk about it.
Okay. You like this
I
one?
Like
okay.
It.
Gun laws. Okay. We talk gun laws. Okay. Listen. Listen here. Gun laws don't matter. Because once you get the gun, there's no law on the gun and on you. Right? It just goes out the window because you now have the gun. What the fuck's a gun law going to do? Huh? Now tell me. What the fuck's a gun law going to do? Huh? I should fucking get a gun for my ex-wife. That's what I should fucking do. Not for her, but to use. You know what I mean? Anyway, so doesn't matter. You fucking make all the laws you want. As long as you can still buy a gun, guess what's going to happen? I'm going to get a gun. That's it. That's it. Done. No more. Right? So that's to prevent people from getting guns. But once they get a gun, what are you going to do? What are you going to do about it? That's what I say. Anyway. I wish Al Callan was my friend, if you know what I mean. So, that's all I got. We got a fucking call coming in. Give me a second here. Caller, you're on the line.
Hey, I understand what you're talking about. That makes complete sense. My wife's a bitch, too.
Oh, your wife, too. I mean, complete bitch.
Oh, yeah. No, complete bitch.
Oh, yeah, I hear you.
She's actually in another room.
Oh, really?
I'm not even divorced.
Oh.
What? I can't get divorced.
Why not?
I mean, quite honestly, I lost my job a couple of years ago, and she provides for the family. And
Wait a second.
But she's still a bitch. I don't.
Whoa.
I don't care. You know.
Okay.
She won't let me do things, and she like gives me an allowance.
Wait a second. So you don't work at all? You don't even have a job?
No, I don't. I don't work.
You sound like a lazy piece of shit. That's what you
sound
like.
No, I wouldn't say I'm lazy. I would say I'm.
You're not lazy.
I'm looking for the perfect job.
There's no fucking such thing as a perfect job for you, you lazy shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really. Okay? Get off your ass.
I mean, come on, man. I'm siding with you on
this. There's no siding with me on this one. You're a lazy piece of shit, and your ex-wife deserves better.
I'm sorry. Whoa, I didn't mean to piss you off.
Yeah, well, you fucking pissed me off, okay?
I thought
what? Huh?
You were railing on your ex-wife.
What do you mean railing my ex-wife, you stupid son of a bitch?
Hey, man, I didn't mean it like that.
Okay,
okay,
but listen, you're an idiot. You're a stupid idiot.
Okay, hey.
All right,
I'm sorry, man.
I can't believe it.
You
thought what?
I really thought that you were going to, you know, we can both, like, be on the same page.
No, you don't have your wife sounds fine.
Hey, you know what?
You sound like you're the problem.
Mega 2024, right?
What the fuck, Mega 2024? What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm sorry, I thought...
You thought what, huh?
I couldn't tell if you were
Republican
or Democrat, really, to be honest with you. I thought you... The way you talk kind of sounded like you were more of a Republican.
I am nothing to you. I am what I am, okay?
Okay, hey. Relax, buddy.
You fucking relax.
You know, my wife's a bitch, and...
Yeah.
You said your wife's a bitch? That's all.
Your wife is not a bitch.
Okay, well, sorry about that, man.
No. Get the...
Okay, well, I apologize.
Get him off the line.
Shit, man. I don't know what to say.
Nothing. Say nothing. Say bye.
Thanks for having me, I guess.
Fuck off.
Wow.
God damn it. I just hang up on this guy. He's fucking dick. Fucking calls. He has no problems in life. Oh, I don't work. My wife takes care of me. I'm on a bitch about it because she doesn't let me do things. Well, you're a lazy, stupid, fat bastard is what you are. Get up and fucking get a job, okay? This guy's, he's calling like he's my, like we're the same, like we're equals. We're not equals. My fucking ex-wife, she fucking left me, okay? But I still have a job. I'm not fucking out here fucking, I'm not living off of her money. She's living off of my fucking money, that dumb bitch. Fuck. Anyway, no more calls, all right? Ted, no more calls.
No problem.
That did not work like I wanted it to. I thought we were going to get a good call.
I
thought it was going to be a call about, hey, what do you think about subsidies? What do you think about inflation? What's your take on, jerking off in parks, you know? Subsidies, I'm good with. Inflation, what the fucks? Jerking off in parks, nighttime, trench coat, like 3 a.m. Nah, no problem. Anyway. I think that's all we got for the news this week. I just, that call really fucking pissed me off. You know?
Sorry about that, Greg. Seriously, I
don't worry about it. We're still friends.
All right. Thanks.
Ex-wife, though. Fuck that bitch. I'll never be a friend. Never. Never, ever, ever. I tell you what, though. My kids. I already told you about my kids. Fucking my kids. God damn it, man. I swear to God. Anyway, hopefully everything works out over in Israel and fucking Ukraine and... Fucking, who knows? It doesn't matter. Next time we come on here, it's gonna be the same shit. People, fucking indifference. It's religion, number one. We'll touch on that in another show. But religion, and then just fucking people that want power, people that think that if they amass more land, it's gonna fucking do something for them. The sad part is, people can't mind their own fucking business. Is what the fucking problem is with this world? You know, it's crazy. It's crazy. And then people want handouts, and then people want to be treated like a little toddler, and then people that don't get their way, they wanna cry about it. And I don't know anymore. You know, maybe I'm old school. Maybe I'm just, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I know what to tell you. I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you the news. But when I say I don't know what to tell you, what I mean is like I can't fix your fucking problems. Okay, all I can do is I can tell you. Couple of things. I can tell you what I think about what's going on in the world and about my stupid bitch ex-wife. That's what I can tell you. That's what I got. So, anyway, thanks for joining us here on Taco Tuesday and, on the news. Catch us next week. We'll give you more news. I'm not going to lie. It's going to be a lot of the fucking same shit, you know? It's going to be, abortion rights. And then, you know what? Before I go, let's talk about abortion rights. Just real quick. Here's the thing about abortion. If you're pro-choice... Right, if you're pro-choice, you're also pro-life, right? Because you're making a choice, right? You're pro-life, but you're pro-choice. If you're pro-choice, you're both, right? Because I'm giving you a choice, right? That's the idea. You have a choice. If you're pro-life, I'm not giving you a choice. I'm just letting you have one way or no way. That's it. That's all. So you're better off letting people have a choice, okay? First of all, let them decide what the fuck they want to do with their bodies, right? And men, you have a right to speak up too, because remember... Without the men, there are no babies, okay? Without men, there's no babies. Even if you go and get, shot up your... Still, a man has to participate in doing that action, even if he's not actually there, okay? So, what I'm trying to tell you is that poor choices, okay, people? Give people a fucking choice, all right? That's how shit goes, all right? Unbelievable sometimes, I mean... You can't just fucking put somebody in a box and go, you don't have a choice. You can't get out of the fucking box. You have to do what I tell you what to do. Religion. That's why. Remember that. Religion. Fucking bitch ex-wife. Anyway, that's the show. I'll tell you some more shit next time. I don't know. I kind of feel like I have to go take a shit right now. Hey, Ted, we're done, right?
No, we're all done.
I got to take a shit.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yep.
You have a cigarette?
Nope.
I'm going to get some cigarettes. Okay. All right. You got duct tape. Fucking back's killing me.
Good job, Greg. Good job.
Hey, Ted, did I say about my fucking ex-wife?
Yep.